Hello, Howard here. A clip for you from the audiobook World of Raya by H.L. Watson. Princess Brandella noticed him watching her. Donovan, do you mind giving me a little privacy while I find my clothing? Donovan grinned. Yes, I do mind. Donovan, please, I need to get dressed. Did you not pledge your body to me yesterday? Did you not say, command me as you will? I command you to drop that blanket and get dressed. To his utter surprise, Brandella straightened her back, lifted her chin, and dropped the blanket. Donovan's eyes travelled over her soft, feminine features. How on Raya is this possible, he thought. How can this beautiful creature be mine? In truth, she couldn't imagine being married to anyone else or allowing any other man to touch her in the way Donovan did. It's good to see you, my daughter, said Lord Aidan. And I trust you're well.
I am, Brandella lied.
So, tell us, how is it you escaped the barbarians? I waited for a ransom demand, but none came. Don't tell me you managed to escape by yourself.
No, I was not alone, father. I was rescued by a very brave man.
Who was this man?
His name was Donovan, and he died, saving my life.
Once again she told of her rescue and of their bonding.
You bonded with a human, Brandella. You dishonour me and the entire house of Owendale. How dare you show your face?
Lady Alusia gasped, but Brandella replied, He was an honourable man, father, and saved me.
Honourable? There is no such thing as an honourable human.
Lady Alusia cut in. My lord, perhaps the bonding was not of her choosing. Brandella stood and shouted, Donovan did not force me into the bond. I gave myself to him, and I will not dishonour my husband's memory with such talk.
Lord Aidan flushed dark red. Since you like these humans so much, then you can suffer their fate. I decree you are banished. I order you to leave my kingdom. If my men see you again, you will be killed. Now get out of here.
Brandella turned her back and walked out. Her mother followed. She stopped Brandella for a moment and said, Please finish telling me, child. I want to know about the man who saved your life.
Brandella looked into her mother's eyes and saw only sincerity there. Slowly she finished telling the story, leaving out nothing, and crying again as she shared the moment of Donovan's death.